Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball with Coach Jeff Jenkins and members of the Buccaneers. And in the second half of the show, we'll be talking high school football playoffs. Joining us via the Sports Line will be Coach Glenn West and Coach Jason Hody, all on the Brenham Sports Line. And props going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band. And as always, in studio, our one and only Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, here on the Brenham Sportsline. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. And once again, we greet you. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pothel. Welcome to the Brenham Sports Line, where tonight we are going to talk high school football in the second half of the program. Coach Glenn West and Coach Jason Hody going to join us via the Sports Line. And in the first half of the program, we are talking basketball. We're talking Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball as Coach Jeff Jenkins and members of the Buccaneers joining us tonight on the Sports Line here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And we've been doing it for a couple of weeks now, and it's working out pretty good. We are live casting on our Facebook page. So go to our Facebook page and you can live cast. So everybody wave the camera. Hi, Mom. Hi, there you go. Okay. We are on the Sports Line, so we are on Facebook. So check out the live cast on Facebook with Coach Jeff Jenkins and members of the Buccaneers. And, Coach, great to have you here. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. We always enjoy it.
All right. And first of all, how excited are you and the Bucks to get back into action and get things going here for 2016 and 17?
It's an exciting time. I'm enjoying this year's team. We've got a lot of potential. We have a really good chance to be good late.
And talk about how things have gone the first couple of weeks of workouts, first week of games. How have things been going?
We started out the season at Temple, and we lost 62-49. And, we're a team that likes to push the ball and score 70 or 80. So that's a little disappointing. We shot really bad. But what I told my assistants, things can only get better. And this weekend, we won a couple games and scored 90 the last time we played. So hopefully we're getting better every day.
And talk a little bit about the makeup of this year's team.
Well, we have quite a few sophomores. We have five returners, six with Kiesha. She's a redshirt freshman, and another redshirt freshman, Whitney Mouton. And then we got four or five transfers in the mix also. So we're an older team, but we're also a team that has not played much. The transfers didn't get to play a lot where they came from. Our group of returners, they were good players, but they were role players. Probably played 10, 15 minutes a game. So it's just going to take a while to gel, like always in junior college.
Yeah, and that was one of the things last year. Going into the season last year, didn't know how things were going to come together, how the team was going to gel, and they did pretty good for themselves.
Yeah, last year we only had two returners, and neither one of those played just a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So to end up the way we did, I think we ended up 26-9 and won our regional tournament. It was a real successful year. And this year, we actually have more players this year. We're more athletic, have a little bit more size, but it's also going to take a while. When you have depth, a lot of times it takes a while to figure out who should be in a game and who shouldn't. So.
And talk a little bit about the players that are coming in, because it seems like, obviously over the years you've developed a style of program that works. And so how are these players, you feel, the new players coming in going to mold and fit into that model that you've created?
I think, we have a chance. We're very athletic. We can attack the rim. We have good size at the guard this season. We're usually real tiny. We have good size at the guard. Should be able to rebound. Once again, we're small in the post. You know, I think we have a 5'8 post, a 5'10 post, but they play hard. You know, and they're mismatches, and you know, it's hard for the bigger post to keep up to them defensively. So I like this team. It's just like I said, it may take a little while. We have problems scoring right now. And we kind of have problems stopping people right now, so it might take a little while.
And you talked about the posts being not that big, but historically you haven't had big posts. You've had smaller, quicker post players.
I'd much rather play like that. I wouldn't know what to do with a 6'3", 6'4", that wants to score the back-to-basket. I'd much rather be athletic and have post players that play like guards. I just think it's more fun.
All right, tell us about some of the. You mentioned the sophomores who are back. Talk about some of the new faces that we're going to see this year.
Well, we got a transfer. We got two transfers from Nicholls State. They are playing the Southland Conference against Sam and Stephen F. Austin, Bernicia Coleman and Carissa Black. Bernicia is very athletic. I think she had 9 rebounds the last time we played. Can run the floor. Chris is a very good shooter for a small post. Kind of opens it up, kind of a stretch four type player. We got a transfer, Janae Smith from Grambling State. Extremely athletic, can score off the dribble. We got a transfer from the University of Hawaii, 5'8", 5'9", really strong, kind of combo guard. Am I missing any more transfers? Is that all the transfers? I'll probably always forget somebody, but those are, the majority of our transfers. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have quite a few returners this year, which is a nice thing. They know how to do all the drills. They know how to tell the new players you're not playing hard. You know, they kind of buy in a little faster than the new faces. They can kind of tell them, he may yell at you in practice. He may seem like he doesn't like you, but, he has your best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the schedule, the early season schedule, getting you ready for conference play. I was looking at it, and there's some pretty solid competition in that list.
It's not easy. I mean, we've got coming up, we're going to Weatherford, 4 hours away. They're always really good. We have McLennan twice, who's always good out of Waco. We have Temple again. Like I say, they got us in Temple. We have Hill College, Collin County. Every team we play is pretty good. They all give scholarships. They all have 12 really good players, and they'll all have Division I players on their roster that'll end up eventually going Division I.
All right. And you mentioned, you brought some of your players with you. We're going to talk some of those players in just a minute.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, hear from some of our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll talk with members of the Blinn Buccaneer basketball team. That is all coming up right here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go! Yeah.
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
And we're back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Class Care Cleaner, South Mark Street, Brenham, and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Coming up in the second half of the program, we will talk with Coach Glenn West of the Brenham Cubs and Coach Jason Hody of the Burton Panthers as they get ready for the first round of the football playoffs. We'll talk to them via the sports line. Right now, in studio with us, Coach Jeff Jenkins and members of the Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball team. And, Coach, you brought some of your players with you, some of your sophomores. and tell us who you brought with you.
I brought four returners from last year. Brianna Taylor, a little point guard out of St. Louis, Missouri. Jaslyn Chandler, a little post out of Cleburne, Texas. Abigail White, a tall guard out of Decaney, Texas. And Denisha Ford, a little guard out of Navasota. She's a Rattler.
All right, and we're going to talk with them here on the Sports Line, and let's start right to coaches left and talk to Denisha, and go ahead and welcome to the show. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and talk about how excited are you to get back out there on the floor?
It's really exciting. I mean, being at home for the summer, I was so ready to come back. I was ready to get back to it. It was exciting.
And talk about this year's team. I hate to keep using the word, but how excited are you this year's team?
This year's team, I think we're going to be really solid towards the end. I mean, we have our ups and downs with everybody, so I think we're going to be really solid.
What are some of the things that you think are going to be the strength of this year's team?
Us coming together as one. That's going to be the real big at the end. Us, like, you know, finding the open man. We'll be pushing the ball up and down the court. It's going to be simple.
And what do you think is going to be your key contribution to the team? What are the things that you feel you bring to the team?
Finding my mid-range jumper and contributing to the ball to my other teammates and finding them when they're open.
And how about the tempo? You really like that up
Yeah, up I love it tempo? Fast. I love it when we go fast.
All right. And as you get ready closer and closer to conference play, what are the things you feel that the team needs to work on as you get ready to get into conference play?
Our defense. Yes, we need to learn how to stop the ball and communicate more when the ball is being pushed towards us. We need to learn how to stop.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And next up is Abigail. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Great to have you here. And again, how fired up are you now that the season is underway and you guys are on the court playing some ball?
It's exciting. It's very exciting. Last year was exciting, too, but this year is more exciting, being that we all have different roles now, because last year, like he said, we were role players, and now some of us have to step up.
Yeah, and one of your roles last year was kind of a defensive stopper, but now it's expanded this year. What do you feel about your role and what's expected out of you this year?
Yeah, still defense, and also being able to just hit my open threes when I'm open, to hit, knock those down, just being able to contribute with the team and everything.
And talk about the threes, because that's one thing that that's really been kind of a hallmark of Coach Jenkins' teams over the years, is fast pace up and down the floor, and if you've got the three, fire it up. Talk about that.
Yes, it's coming along. Came a long way since last year also. I've gotten better. Still got some ways to go. I need to be more consistent, but I'm working on it, and I'm able to hit some when I'm open at times, so...
And what are the things that you feel are most important as far as this team coming together as you get further along?
Our defense. Our defense is the main thing. Defense and rebounding. So, but we're bigger and more athletic, so I feel like we're able to accomplish that by midseason.
All right. And as Coach was saying, got off to a little slow start with the game at Temple, but picked things up a little bit this weekend at San Jac. How do you feel about the way you guys played, especially putting 90 on the board on Saturday?
It felt good. We were able to see what we have, and we have potential. It wasn't our best games, but we were able to see at least where we are, and we still have a lot more to improve.
All right. Well, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Jasmine, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. And first of all, how about the start of the season? How do you feel about the way things are going so far?
It's going really good. We're finally starting to get the ball to be pushed up and finally start to see some of the people that are open now. At the beginning, we had struggled doing that, but now we're doing good.
All right, and as far as the team coming together, how do you feel, you know, you and your fellow sophomores, what do you feel about the role that you guys are going to have to play as far as trying to bring everybody together, the transfers and the freshmen, and kind of, you know, you're the responsible ones on the team?
Yeah, we got to get everybody on the same page, make sure that everybody knows their roles and knows how to give the ball up when they see the open person, or knows how to help on defense when they're when someone's getting beat to the basket, mm-hmm. to help, to be there.
All right, and talking about knowing your roles, what do you feel your role is with the team?
My role is to be the hustler, to get the rebound, to take the charges, to get the paint touches, to help, to be the helper and the helper, the other helper.
Mm-hmm.
Switch it up.
There you go. Kind of like that old, I think it was the old phrase they used, gym rat, the one that's willing to get your jersey dirty. And
she is that. I've seen her take four or five charges in a scrimmage in a row. It's just fun. You know, it's fun to see somebody take a charge, and she definitely gives her body up.
All right. And what are some of the important things you feel that that need to happen over the next couple of weeks as you guys get closer to conference play and the games that really start to matter?
I think we should keep pushing and keep going harder and try to improve day by day. Never slack. I know you're going to have your bad practice, you're going to have your bad game, but always come in either the next week or the next day and be ready to put in work. And we'll keep improving. Everybody does that.
All right. And as Coach said, you guys got a long road trip coming up this this weekend. How much do you think that the team grows on these long road trips? Because you guys are together, you know, on a bus or a van for a long time together. How much do you think that that has to do with you guys coming together as a team?
That does a lot. We get to joke around and laugh, watch movies, talk about the game, talk about what we need to do in the game. It brings us really close together. I think that's what does bring us together is the bus rides.
All right. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Denisha and
Brianna.
Brianna, I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong one. Brianna. And there you go. And Brianna, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And if you could just tell us a little bit about how the season's gone so far. What are some of the things you guys have been able to do so far?
I think with this team, we have a lot of depth. We have a lot of great players, and that's huge. So I think with this team, if somebody slacks or if somebody can't seem to get it together, we have people that step up, and we have people that that'll really help us down the stretch.
And as far as your contribution, your goals, what do you feel you have to contribute, and what are your goals for this year?
Me personally, contributing, I have to do it all. I have to rebound. I have to find everyone. I have to take care of the ball. I have to hit my open jumpers, you know, get to the basket, and definitely play defense. My goal this year is not really a personal goal. I want to go farther than what we did last year. I want a ring this year.
All right. All right. Want to add some bling, huh?
Yes.
There you go. And what having been there and seeing what it's like, what do you feel about what you have to tell now the younger players, the transfers and the freshmen that are coming in, you know, having been to the big tournament? What do you feel you have to tell them now?
I feel like my advice to them would be, as Jazz said, there's no day. You can't take a day off. Those girls, they're coming for your throats. And they might be better, but it's the team that does it. It's not individuals. So I think that if we come together like we should, we'll definitely make it.
All right. And finally, how about getting ready for some home cooking? I got a feeling you're ready for some home games, because I know that the crowds turn out. They get lively, and you guys seem to feed off of those home crowds.
Yes. I don't know how many people have stopped us and asked us, when's the first home game? So they're excited, and we're excited to play in front of them because we're really good this year.
All right. Really. All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, and Coach, as you listen to your sophomores talk, what are some of the things that strike you about this group of athletes?
You know, the one thing is I enjoy going to practice every day, and some years it's not the case. I really enjoy going to practice. I get fired up at practice this year because of the potential, but I also get fired up at practice because most of them want to learn and most of them want to get better. And there's some years where more than half of them don't. They just think it's a job. They don't want to be there. This year's group, I enjoy going to practice. I enjoy pushing them. And they're really nice kids. Like, they go to class. They enjoy class. They want to get their education. They enjoy going to read to little kids at cars. They enjoy trunk or treat. Some years you have to drag kids to those things. These kids are just really nice individuals. So I enjoy coaching that.
All right. And one thing that seemed like the recurring theme, and you got to be excited about this, is every one of these athletes talked about defense being the key.
Yeah, you know, we got back from Temple and we scored 49 points and we shot 20% from the floor, 55% free throw. I mean, just a really bad offensive night, and all I could think about was offense. And then the next day at practice, we practiced an hour and a half on defense. So, you know, I just honestly believe if you make it a tough shot, we can push the ball and get easy baskets. You know, I believe our offense will start with the defense, especially early on when the offense struggles. I think defense can lead to easy baskets.
You know, it's one of my favorite quotes of all time was from Bill Parcells. He said, if we lose a game 7-3, it's because our defense didn't stop them enough. And if we lose a game 47-45, it's because we didn't score enough.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean,
and if you think about it, that makes a lot of sense.
But I just enjoy them. I really do. I think the older I get, when you have a group you like, you want to take advantage of that group because you know the next year, you know, you may get some kids in that you don't enjoy as much. So.
All right. All right. And now there's just a couple of minutes left. And now something that I do with your good friend, Coach Schumacher, when he comes in, we always talk about our all-time teams, who's your all-time favorite. All right, Coach, I'll give you a chance. Your all-time women's basketball team.
Oh, God, if you had women. Five I was players, for men.
If you had five players. To put out there, not you know, of all time.
Oh, wow. Maya Moore, Diana Taurasi,
okay,
Candace Parker.
Okay.
Oh, that's three. No, I'm not going that way. They wanted me to go to Brittany Griner. I'm not going to Brittany Griner.
Simone Augustus.
I like Simone Augustus. Yeah.
Then you got to go get a Abumake from L.A.
Yeah, she does. Awesome.
She's from Houston. We can go her. She'll rebound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I should go old school and go like Nancy Lieberman.
Well,
you know, she got drafted by the NBA.
That's right.
They have
did.
No idea who she is, probably. Mm.
I got one old school name I'm going to throw
Cheryl
out
Miller.
There. Well, there you go. Cheryl Miller, of course. But the one old school name I will throw out there that they'll all recognize, but not as a player, Kim Mulkey.
Yeah, she played hard.
Toughest little point guard out of Louisiana Tech I think I have ever seen.
Yeah, that's true.
She was tough.
I mean, she played the way she coaches now. I mean, you know, she's fired up. Swoops, Cynthia Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many of them through the years.
A lot of great players over the years. So I'll give you that'll be your homework next time we get together.
I need a starting five.
Come up with your starting five.
I thought you were going to ask guys. Most of these, like Brianna over there, loves LeBron. She just.
No.
I thought you loved LeBron.
That's Abby.
Oh, that's Abby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who are you, Kobe? Yeah, she loves Kobe.
Okay. No, they're not bad.
No, they're not bad.
You know. So I'll give you a little bit of homework. You can work on that.
Yeah, I will work on that.
For the next time.
Sad that I know more men's basketball than women's. I should know more women's.
Oh,
so.
By the way, how is Coach Shue doing?
He's doing great. He came to practice today. He looked great. I think he's probably feels healthier than he did before he got sick. So he's a great guy. He supports us. He wants us to win as much as we want to win, and that's great to have an AD like that.
And we'll have him on in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, of course, they've got a home game tomorrow night. Now, y'all are on the road this weekend, Weatherford. When's the first home game coming up?
We play next Monday at home and then next Wednesday at home. And, you know, we play at 5:30, and I kind of feel sorry for our kids with that because at 7 o'clock at Blinn College, it's booming. They just get out of the cafeteria, and they're happy to be there. a lot of times we don't get a crowd till after they're done eating second half. So if you're in the community and you like women's basketball, please come give us a shot. Like I say, my girls get out in the community, and they work hard for Brenham, so I would love for people in the community to come watch us. And we go watch the Cubs play, so if the Cubs want to come watch us, let's just all get in free and come support each other.
All right. Sounds great, Coach. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you having us.
And thanks to the Bucks for being here, and good luck this weekend, the rest of the season, and we'll see you as the season goes along.
Thank you. And good luck to the Cubs and the Panthers in football.
All right, and of course, do want to remind everybody that we will have some Buccaneer basketball throughout the season right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk football after we hear news and more here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Donald Trump's holding five events today. He visited five states yesterday.
Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Trump at a rally in North Carolina. The latest ABC News tracking poll has Clinton with a 4-point lead over Trump, similar to findings from most other national surveys. ABC's Jonathan Carl says the Trump campaign could face an uphill battle.
They have to basically run the table on all of the toss-up states, including New Hampshire, where, by the way, there's a new poll out today that shows Hillary Clinton with an 11-point lead. But even if they do that, he still only has 263 electoral votes, not enough to win. That's why they have to carry one of these states up in the Rust Belt, up in the Midwest. So, you know, if they can do that, if he can find a way to take, for example, Michigan, he gets to 279 and he can win.
Latinos aren't the only ones with big jumps in turnout in early voting before Election Day. Asian American voters have increased their turnout across the board in key states targeted by presidential campaigns. That's according to an analysis from a political firm. African American turnout may be down. No word yet on what sickened children at a daycare center in Broward County, Florida. At least 20 kids taken to a local hospital. Lieutenant Greg Solowski of Lauderhill Police.
We have a lot of fire apparatus are on scene. The kids are being, they're getting the best care possible.
He says all the kids are expected to be okay. Janet Reno being remembered for her work for justice. She died early today. She was 78. Janet Reno was America's first woman attorney general. This is ABC News.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
A man in Ohio now under arrest for trying to give support to the Islamist group ISIS.
20-year-old Aaron Daniels was arrested as he tried to catch a plane from Columbus. His route would take him to Houston, Trinidad, and eventually Libya, where federal prosecutors said he hoped to join the Islamic State. Court records said he sent $250 to a now-deceased ISIS recruiter and communicated online under aliases Harun Mohammed or Abu Yusuf his desire to travel in order to commit violent jihad. He now faces up to 20 years in prison.
ABC's Aaron Kuchersky. Stocks have surged on Wall Street today, breaking a 9-day losing streak. The change in mood following the release of an FBI statement yesterday, clearing Hillary Clinton of criminal wrongdoing related to emails. Investors had been anxious. The presidential race appeared to be very close. The Dow Jones Index closed up 371 points today, its biggest gain in months, the S&P 500 gaining back most of its recent losses. Richard Davies, ABC News.
I'm Noel Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. The Grimes County man that was shot to death by his girlfriend Friday night has been identified. According to the Grimes County Sheriff's Office, 34-year-old David Allen Roberts died in a residence located off of County Road 224 near Anderson. Authorities say a 911 call came in just before 8 p.m. Friday night. The caller said she had shot her boyfriend in the chest in self-defense during a domestic dispute. The girlfriend, whose identity has not been released, was taken to the Grimes County Jail for questioning. Discussion on amending the terms of a federal grant for storm cleanup is on the agenda for tomorrow morning's meeting of the Washington County Commissioners Court. The Texas Division of Emergency Management has awarded several FEMA grants to Washington County to help with an estimated $4 million in damages sustained by storms in April and May. County commissioners will meet at the courthouse annex across from the courthouse. The usual meeting room is being used for Tuesday's election. Today is the last day to order prefab homes for the annual Sweet Town Downtown Gingerbread Home Tour and Auction. The cost of each prefab home is $25. To order, call Tracy Pyle at 979-251-0221. This year's funds raised from the event will go to Main Street Brenham for improvement projects downtown. And voters in Washington County, as well as across the state and across the nation, will head to polls tomorrow for the general election. Over 40% of Washington County's 22,916 registered voters have already cast their ballots. A list of polling locations can be found on KWHI.com. KWHI will have live coverage of Tuesday night's election beginning at 7 p.m. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Cloudy skies with a stray shower, a thunderstorm possible, a high of 75. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 63. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. They are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with a chronic illness. It is a privilege for their staff to care for you in your home as well as their inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is their specialty. Trust is their promise.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. This week, Craig Montana will be speaking with Randy Wells of Faith Mission about the Candlelit Christmas. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And, of course, favorite time of year, the high school football playoffs are about to get underway. And everybody excited. Everybody across the state is getting ready for the playoffs, including right here in Brenham, where the Cubs are getting ready for the Eagles of Georgetown. And with me is the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Glenn West. And, Coach, how excited are you and the Cubs to get this postseason going?
Well, we are excited to be here. The kids have worked really hard the whole season to get to this point. We went into the last game knowing that we had made it, just didn't know who we'd be playing, and it's just a big tournament, is what it is. And so the key to this is that you get in it and you try to stay in that tournament as long as you can. And we've been through it some magical times, and we've been through some disappointments, but it's always interesting and always fun.
How do you feel about the way the team's playing as you head into the postseason?
Well, you know, we played really hard the other night. We played for the district championship and executed the game plan, other than the two turnovers, almost perfectly. Our plan was, we knew we were playing a very good team in Magnolia. plan was to milk as much clock as we could to limit their possessions. I think they had they've been averaging around 80 plays a game, and we got them down to 48 plays, which was phenomenal. Gave us a real opportunity. And we told our kids all week that, you know, the key to the game was that we wanted to have a chance to win at the end and take it. And we were in that position, down by 7 with the ball, with about 2.5, 3 minutes to go in the game, and just didn't quite get it done. But the effort was there. The kids' chemistry, you know, on the sidelines was really, really good. Just fell a little short, but, you know, we really feel good about what we're stepping into. This is going to be an interesting matchup. Very excited about it. Georgetown and us have never met since I've been around. They've been to the state finals. Of course, we have too, several times. And so they've got good community pride. They'll bring a big crowd. I was told today by the guy that runs the stadium in Bastrop that they think of themselves as the South Lake of Central Texas. And so I know they're going to bring a huge crowd, and we're looking forward to this contest.
All right, and talk about their team. What are some of the things that you've seen from Georgetown that that makes them a good team?
Well, they're very disciplined. It all starts with their quarterback, great quarterback, two really fine receivers, one that's already committed to Iowa, and he has over 80 receptions, incredible football player. They're tall, and the receivers are 6'4". Running game, not as strong as what we just played, and but throwing game, extremely strong. So real similar to Magnolia, very, very similar. Probably quarterback throws the ball a little better than Magnolia's quarterback threw it, but doesn't run as well as he ran. Offensive lines would be very comparable. Defense, they run a even front, very basic, very sound, do a great job defensively. Just don't get themselves out of position, and don't make a lot of mistakes. So I think a great first-round matchup, I think an even matchup with both teams. Whoever wins and advances will be very fortunate. Just a really good ball game, I think.
All right, and let's talk a little bit about the Cubs. Some of the things that have really impressed us, I think, everybody this year has been the way the offensive line has come together and really matured and played well.
Well, they have, and you know, we were running the ball with just some amazing numbers just a few weeks ago, and of course, you know, everyone knows we're down two backs from what we had, so. We're down to our third team back, and when I say third team, our third different back. And Holden Vega, and he did a nice job for a couple of weeks late in the game against Huntsville. He was also injured, nothing serious, but he just didn't feel like he could take on that workload. So we didn't play him in the running back position in the last game, which put us to our fourth running back. And, you know, we didn't run the ball as effective as we had been running it in the past, but our offensive line is definitely a strength, and also in the running game, and a big part of it is Kendarian Ray, and he continues to impress us as a coaching staff.
All right, and another thing I think that's impressed a lot of people, especially me, has been the emergence of some guys here in the second half of the season, some guys that hadn't heard from but have gotten better and better each week, and could be a big part of your playoff run.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of a next man up mentality. That's how we've looked at it, and our kids have responded. You know, Holden Vega has, like I said, has emerged as a running back and done a nice job. Weldon Patterson done a really good job. Montarius Moore, receiver, has become a big player for us. And then on the defensive side, you know, we've started playing Nick Henderson. he had a good ball game again the other night. And Kobe Watts has stepped in and really become a help to us. So we have had to go and depend on people that earlier in the season, you know, weren't playing. And as the season goes on, and for several reasons, have had to step in and play. And you know, we're in a position where I'm telling you, this game is a toss-up. It could go either way. It should be, if we play well, a really, really good football game.
And, of course, another thing that has been impressive throughout the season has been the play of the defensive front. The guys up front have, I've thought, done an outstanding job, especially putting pressure on the other team's quarterback.
You know, we had a couple of weeks there that I wasn't very impressed. Tom Ball week, we did not play good defensively, and then we didn't play well at all defensively against Willis, just terrible. Came back and rebounded and played much better against Huntsville. Friday night, I was so impressed defensively, especially in the second half. We got down 21 to 14 at half, and really was having a hard time stopping them. And in the second half, we just completely shut them down. Very, very impressive how we played, and it was a lot to do with that front six, as you talked about. The front four people and the two linebackers came in and just did a great job in the second half against Magnolia.
And also, of course, a big part of any game, but especially when you get into the postseason, is the play of special teams. Talk about the special teams this season.
Well, we've had the same kicker for 4 years now in Tim Pham, and you know, he's gotten stronger on his kickoffs. He's able to, you know, get quite a few with any wind at all, get some touchbacks for us, and that always helps. Also as a punter for us as well. For the most part, we've been really happy with our kickoff team now. When we had one return for a touchdown this year, which was a bad thing, but for the most part, we've done a nice job in that area. And because of that, we've won some games because of field position. And field position plays such a huge part in games. And if there's anything that I felt like over the last 10 years or so, or at least 8 years, that Brenham hasn't been good at, we've given up some field position because of our kickoffs. We just haven't had a guy the last few years that could kick the thing deep and felt like we could cover it well. So we gave the team some good field position. This year we've gone back to really making people have to drive the football, and that's been a huge help for our team.
All right, and we do want to urge everybody to get their tickets early so that maybe they can save a few bucks and get a couple of hot dogs and some sodas at the ball game, because they do save a few dollars when they get the advance tickets.
Oh, they absolutely do. Students are $4 and adults are $6. Everything is $8 at the gate. So, you know, it's half price for a student if you buy it early. And like I said earlier, Ed, and I'm going to talk about this all week, and you know, we'll get it out to our people. Georgetown will bring a huge crowd. They will fill up their side. They will bring a lot of people. We've done a really nice job all year of traveling well with our team. I would hope nothing less in this game as well. But we're going to need to represent our, you know, our Brenham pride needs to come out this Friday night, because it's going to be Georgetown versus Brenham. And we need everybody there and make this an exciting time and make the playoffs what they're built up to be, make that a reality. We need that crowd. And I tell you, there's been some times this year, even Friday night, that I really felt like our crowd helped us, you know, to play hard and keep playing hard in the ball game.
All right, Coach, and there's nothing like high school playoff football here in Texas, and we cannot wait for it this Friday night.
Well, we can't either. We're happy to be in this position. And, you know, of course, like I said, now the key to this is that you try to stay in it, just win and advance to the next round. And we talked to our coaching staff last night, and I really feel that we've had a good football season. If it ends this week, it's been a good year. And if we can advance, then all of a sudden it becomes a special year, and then a very special year. And it just keeps magnifying every time that you get a victory. So Love to get one. This is obtainable. I think it's going to be an even match. We need to advance, and we can, but it's going to take a big effort from our team and our community and somehow get that win, and it's possible, very possible, and move on to the second round, which could put us up against, you know, even A&M Consolidated, which is, you know, and that would be exciting. So we'll see. We'll try our best to get to that next round and see what we can do. I think we have an excellent chance. It's going to take everything we got, though.
All right, and like a couple of my favorite quotes of all time, Jim Valvano said, survive in advance, and as our good friend Craig Agnew always says, just one more point. We just want one more point.
Now, we're living that way. We've lived that way all year, and we'll continue to live that way. You're so right.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Brenham Sports Line.
Enjoy it. Thanks, Ed.
All right, and we do want to remind everybody, again, it is Friday night, 7:30 in Bastrop, and we'll be on the air live here on KWHI and KWHI.com with Doc and the Hook. When we come back, Coach Jason Hody and the Burton Panthers on the Burnham Sports Line after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. I want to thank Coach Glenn West for joining us earlier here in the program. And now, let's turn our attentions to the Burton Panthers, as the Panthers are getting ready for their bi-district playoff opener coming up Thursday night. With us is the head coach of the Panthers, Jason Hodine. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good, Ed. How you doing?
Doing all right. Great to have you here on the Sports Line. And, of course, it's always great when you're getting ready for postseason football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a great time of the year. The weather changes, you know, leaves start falling, and hopefully the weather's going to get a little cooler, and then it's, you know, time for football, and it's just an awesome time for everybody.
And Panthers on a roll heading into the playoffs. Talk about how you feel about the way the team's playing as you get ready for the playoff opener.
Man, we're just super excited right now. You know, the guys are really working hard in practice and really performing out on the field, and it just makes for a good time to be a coach and to be a player and here at Burton. And you know, we're just excited. I think we put in a lot of hard work early, and we're continuing to kind of fine tune that, and the guys are just you know, doing a good job. They've earned what they've gotten so far, and you know, they know what's at stake, and we're just putting some goals in place and going to try to make this last push through the playoffs.
Now, what are some of the things that have most impressed you about this team, especially since district play got underway?
I just think this is one of the greatest teams as far as, you know, team guys that I've been around. You know, they're just a real supportive group of guys that are really just work hard to do their job. You know, we don't have any egos in this bunch, and I think that's really added to a lot of our success. I mean, they do a lot of things well from a talent standpoint, and they do a lot of things well from just being good football players. But I think the most important part, in my opinion, that's allowed them to do the things that they want to do on and off the field, you know, it's just their attitude and their effort, and that's all team things. And so that's been the biggest thing that I've seen this year that's been the difference for us.
And talk a little bit about the attitude around the school. I mean, the volleyball team is doing well. The football team wins a district title. Everybody must be flying high over there.
Yeah, you know, Burton's buzzing, man. We got those volleyball girls have been just, you know, wrecking some shop ever since they started. And you know, we're doing really good. And you know, they got a big playoff game tomorrow night against Weimer, and we're gonna. Hopefully they can get that done and get in the regional tournament there. But yeah, it's an exciting time. I mean, whenever, I think sports, brings communities together and, just gets everybody rolling. You know, our band's excited. They get to go travel playoff games and cheerleaders are pumped up, and it's just a great time. Great time.
And now the Panthers' opponent in the bye district around the playoffs, Lakey. Tell us about their team. What do you know about them?
You know, don't know just a whole lot. Those guys are so far kind of southwest of us. We don't hear just a whole lot about them. But based off the films and the tapes that we've watched, I mean, they're going to run a spread attack offense. They like to throw the ball quite a bit. Got a quarterback that's got a pretty good arm and makes some good reads and stuff. And then they, you know, they size-wise, they're about as equal as we are. So that's going to be a first for us. You know, we've been playing guys that have been a little bigger up front than us all year. These guys are going to be about the same type of size and build as us. And, you know, I feel like we have an advantage team speed wise, but they do a really good job at what they do in terms of their offense, and they try to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So we're gonna have to be ready for those things.
What are some of the things you feel you have to see out of your football team?
You know, we just gotta bring our effort. I feel like if we bring our effort, and whenever you get in the playoffs, you gotta hang on to football. And you know, this is the time of year where we pretty much know what we got to do, and we got to play clean football. I mean, no penalties, no silly mistakes, because in playoff games, one night, one game, anything can happen, and you only get one shot at it. That's what we preach to the guys. You only get one chance. There are no second chances during the playoff season, and that's how we got to approach it. So we got to play pretty good football from that standpoint, and I feel like if we just bring the effort that we've been bringing all season, we're going to be okay.
As you take a look at the region, how does the region set up?
And the region stacks up pretty good in terms of, you know, kind of how we wanted to win our district in terms of the way the bracket's set up. Hopefully, you know, we can take care of our business and take it day by day and make a little run. But you're still going to have to, get through the guys like Fall City and the Flatonias of the world, if you want to get to where we want to go. And we preach that. I mean, we talk about making it to the state championship game. I think we have to talk about it if that's what we want to accomplish. So we don't take anybody lightly. We don't take anything for granted. We're certainly looking forward to a big ball game versus Lakey. But you know, our goal is, to win as many of these games as we can and to get to that last one.
And this football team has been kind of an interesting combination because you've got quite a few seniors who've had a big part of it, but you've also had some younger players, some underclassmen that have played a big part in your team as well.
Yeah, this is a unique mix of guys. I mean, we have, you know, we got some senior leadership guys that have, like Jamon Bradley and Cole Eckerman, who have been pretty much starters for a long time for us, and they're contributing and doing some great things. Cole's having a fabulous year on defense. As far as the linebacker goes, I mean, he's just making plays all over the field. Jamon Bradley's one of our leaders in rushing yards, and I think he's our touchdown leader. I mean, he's been solid. And we got a lot of senior role players that go unnoticed, like Orion Quentin, who's an old lineman, and Edgar Lozano, who's a tight end, and Donnell Patterson, who's got like four or five interceptions on the season. You know, guys like that have just do what they do. And they haven't taken, you know, they could maybe grumble a little bit at times because they're seniors, and we got some younger guys getting the rock a little more, but they don't. And that's certainly appreciative. And those young guys, DeMondre Quinters and Caleb Harmel, two sophomores, I mean, the future's bright for those young men. Caleb Harmel's just, you know, having a fabulous year at quarterback, running the football, throwing it when he needs to, and just running our offense and making good decisions. And DeMondre Quinters, you know, he's a big play guy that's, man, he's returning punts, catching passes, running the ball. You know, the other night I think he stripped the guy, picked up the fumble, returned it, you know. Just things like that. Those guys are making lots of plays, and we got lots of guys all over the field. I feel like all 11 of our guys that are out there at that one particular time just do an awesome job. So just proud of everybody.
All right, and again, I want to remind everybody that it's a Thursday night playoff game, not a Friday, but a Thursday night playoff game with Lakey, and it's in Johnson City, and that's a pretty good haul for both schools.
Yeah, it's about a little over, it's probably right at 2 hours. The toughest drive is getting through that Austin traffic for us. You know, we, we don't typically like to play on a Thursday, but that's just kind of how it worked out with the scheduling process and stadium availability and things of that nature. And hopefully it'll all work out because hopefully our girls can win Tuesday. And then they'll be playing in the regional tournament Friday night, so we can play Thursday, and everybody can go watch volleyball. So.
All right. And now, will advance tickets be available, or is it just get your tickets at the gate?
Just get the tickets at the gate. We are the visiting team, so what if you Burton fans got to sit on the visiting side? It's $6 for adults and $4 for students, and we accept senior citizen passes, and. I think that's about it. That's about all the details I know at this moment. But yeah, you can just walk up to the gate and get it. There'll be plenty available.
All right, and again, that's going to be Thursday night in Johnson City, and of course, we'll be there to bring you all the action right here on KWHI. Coach, can't wait for it.
Yeah, sounds good, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right, and by the way, you know that game yesterday? That was the kind of game over the last couple of years.
But man, they look good. I know the Browns aren't very good, but Dallas is kind of, they're kind of clicking, you know. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. I mean, that game next week with the, or this coming Sunday with the Steelers is going to be big time. You know, we do not like the Steelers. Do not.
And, of course, the big news this morning, Jerry Jones saying that he thinks Tony Romo might be healthy for the Steeler game. Boy,
he better not. He better not. Leave it up to Jerry Jones to screw up a good thing. But, you know, I don't know. We're still mad at him for getting mad at Jimmy Johnson, whatever that is. He can't mess this up. But if there's anybody that could, it'd be him, I guess.
All right. Well, Coach, again, we certainly appreciate it. And again, we do want to remind everybody that it's a little bit of a drive, but we urge everybody to go on out to support the Panthers Thursday night. And if you can't make it, we'll have it for you right here on KWHI. Coach, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate what y'all do.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Brenham Sports Line right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Hear live results from Tuesday's general election on KWHI 1280. Ed Pothel will be reporting live from the Washington County Courthouse, while I, Noelle Buffum, will report from the KWHI newsroom. We'll cover all the federal races, including for president, state races, including state representative for our district, and local races for Washington and surrounding counties. Election night coverage is sponsored by Tegeler Toyota, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Chapel Hill Bank, Conjura Pharmacy, and Apple Ford.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I want to thank our guests tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, Coach Jason Odie, Coach Glenn West, and our good friend, excuse me. Wow.
got all choked up there. Yeah, I got to love when these allergies hit. Oh, got a good friend, Coach Jeff Jenkins, and the Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball players are joining us tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, a reminder that you can catch the Sports Line on our podcast on our website, KWHI.com. And also, you can see our segment with the Buccaneers on Facebook, our Facebook page on the KWHI. So check it out. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Burnham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. KWHI.